everything she does.
Back off!
Is because she never loses sight of what's important.
Putting you on a military transport tonight.
Hell yes.
No one's backing down on either side. We have a bona fide crisis.
We'll follow it up together. Get to the truth.
I did what had to be done.
The persona of DeMarcus is that he's a problem.
15 technical fouls.
But once you get to know DeMarcus, you know that's not the case.
When you see me, you ain't trying to see me.
He has a chance to write his own story now.
You gotta go through a storm to find some sunshine.
Bucky Henderson on the run!
Welcome back. All the smoke, my brother.
The motherfucker smoke.
What have you done to stop the moisture?
After the first two episodes, when you was killing me about my hands being moist and sweaty
dripping.
And shit, well, I figured it out.
I wasn't
high enough.
Oh,
the more I smoke, the more it dries my eyes out and everything.
That a good thing?
Yeah.
I just seen you stuck over there a couple times like this, especially with Snoop. You motherfucking couldn't shut.
Yeah, I was high, but you know what? It works.
Anyway, we got a special guest, man. One of the most talented...
Our little brother. Man.
Yeah, little bro, definitely. The game's ever seen. Current Los Angeles Laker, DeMarcus Cousins, man. Thank you for joining us.
Sorry. Bro, y'all know what it is?
Yeah.
Injury is the toughest thing for athletes to face. And I've said shit, if you didn't have bad luck, you wouldn't have no luck as far as it comes, the injury run you've been on of late. How are you mentally staying focused, locked in, and staying in good spirits, because that's just hard to do?
Well, I mean, I would be lying to say, you know, it hasn't been tough or whatever, but, you know, I grew up a lot different, like, so, and this, for me, these injuries is just another form of adversity. So when I say I grew up differently, like, I've been facing adversity my entire life.
You've seen worse?
Like, I've seen worse, I've had to deal with worse, like, so me trying to overcome hurdles, like, I'm almost kind of like accustomed to it because mm-hmm. that's all I've been used to.
Mm-hmm.
So not to discredit them. I mean, they were tough, but that's what adversity is. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of feel like these are the same type situations and take it a day at a time, and I'm going to work. That's all I've done my entire life is work. So I'm not afraid of it. It's just another hurdle to get over.
We got a chance to walk through that journey with you. Shit, first of all, I got to thank you because through me speaking on your resurrection or what's it called?
The Resurgence, yeah.
Resurgence documentary mm-hmm. is kind of how this whole shit happened because I spoke on it and so I appreciate you, bro. You appreciate him too.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, my nigga. You know that.
But anyway, what's the toughest part about this rehab process and not being able to do what you love, especially considering you've been in with Golden State and not fully healthy, which could have won a title. Now you're playing with the fucking Lakers and LeBron and you're just not. So tell me what's the toughest part about?
The toughest part is, you know, missing basketball. Like, I love to hoop. Like, I'm not the tall guy that just hoop because I'm
tall.
Just tall.
Right.
You got some game.
Like,
you got some game.
A little bit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really love this game and, you know, being away from that alone is hard enough, not even including everything else that comes with being away from it. So
that's what gets lost in translation, though, especially the athletes. Like, when we go through ups and downs, like even with me with the bra shit, when I got suspended 30 games, I was away from the game. That was probably one of the lowest points in my life because I played basketball my whole life. Nobody could take basketball from me.
Right.
I can go play it on the park. I can go play it everywhere. So when the game was taken from me, what I've been doing my whole life, like that shit took me down like more than anything somebody could say about me, more than anything somebody could do about me because that's what I love most.
Absolutely.
So when you go through stuff, people want to look at that but don't understand that. You just love the fucking game. You just want to play the game.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, that's what we all...
That's what we do it.
Well, you know, most of us.
Right.
But, you know, that's what we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just being away from that part, that shit sucks.
Yep.
But, you know, and you deal with everything else that comes with it. So,
what non-basketball things have kind of helped you deal with this stretch you've had? That's a good question, huh?
Well, but yeah, I lean on family a lot.
Yeah. Like,
that's my backbone. I got a great group around me. They keep me stable. They keep everything afloat for me. So, you know, family and my group. That's really all I need.
I got a chance to see how strong your family is and how strong your group is. You know, you always invite me to your comedy shows every year.
For sure.
And I just so happened to, you invited me to the game the night you hurt your leg in New Orleans. And I was there that night. But I got a chance to see your mom and everybody embrace you. And the fact that you still came to the motherfucking show that night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't have a strong foundation. You know, all your people around, you know, that helped me get there. They had a lot of stuff going on, but to see you still show up, that showed your foundation, your family, your mom and them being on it. That was deep to
for
me,
sure,
bro.
For sure. I was hurting that night, too. Mm. Man, I was hurting.
You didn't show it, though.
Yeah,
you didn't
I was
show it, bro.
Bad.
You didn't show it. We laughed yeah. good, night. Nah, we laughed good.
Good
we
laughed good.
His comedy shows are always fun.
Classic. Yeah.
Especially because the comedians be seeing us in the front and just start talking shit about us, too.
You doing one this year?
Possibly.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Let
oh,
me know.
For sure, y'all.
Yeah, let me know.
LA, that'd be true. Speaking of LA, man, how do you like LA? It's
I
different.
Love LA, man. Just the vibe, like you know,
it's different.
True
out
definition
here.
Of the West Coast vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's laid back, it's chill. I mean, if you looking to, you know, to do the extras, there's plenty out here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's laid back, and that's what I like.
You possibly had a chance. To go to come to the Lakers in 2018, it was a little
man,
bit.
Man, I was supposed to come to the Lakers a few times.
Okay, talk us through that.
What year was that? Were you there with me with George?
Mm-mm.
No, you weren't, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, that year, I was supposed to, and last second, I was like, nah, like.
You were supposed to get traded or free agency?
I was supposed to get traded.
Really?
Yeah.
You called it off?
I called my agent and. Like, nah.
I'm cool.
Nah, it wasn't even where it was.
Was that when the Laker team wasn't that good back then,
yeah,
probably?
Yeah, so there's no point. Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Called my agent and I kind of got cold feet or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
You were a guy, I mean, you know, Sacramento being my hometown, you were a guy out there. They absolutely loved you. You know what I mean? For all the hard work you put in and year in, year out. Did your thing, and then I was with you the last year leading into trade, and it was funny because when I came to the team, like I think someone was in the paper, someone called me the Boogie Whisperer because they thought you know that you listened to me or whatever. But we had a real good line of communication, and it would be funny because like management would come to me, coach would come to me. Oh no, that those trade, no, not trading. We're not going to trade. Oh no, he's not getting traded. He's not this. He's not that. Oh, he's not okay.
To try to get back to him.
Yeah, I mean, if we talked about it, it wasn't something we would talk about. But then to see, did you really learn about your trade as you're getting interviewed at All-Star?
Yes. Yes.
Walk us through that.
I mean, so crazy thing is, for that All-Star game, my locker was right next to Russ. And Russ just kind of hollered at me like, you know what I'm saying? I'm hearing some things. What's up with... And I'm just like, bro, like, that's not going to happen. Like, so obviously he knew something I didn't.
Right.
So, you know, end of the game, the interviewer, you know, asked me a question. And I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? What you talking about? You know, he kind of hollered. The PR guy from New Orleans at the time. No, I mean, for SAC at the time, you know, such and such and such and such. Just like. Damn, and I know I'm on camera.
Like, yeah, the world is looking at
you.
Yeah,
so I'm just like trying to play, you know, right. Put my poker face on. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I love New Orleans. Yeah. I just so happy to be traded to New Orleans. So I don't know. It just kind of worked out that way, and I played it pretty smooth. So.
But how tough was that for you? Because I know your heart was in SAC. You love SAC.
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to, you know, finish my career there. But at the same time, the way it went down, like, at the end of the day, we all know this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell us whatever they think we want
to
hear.
There's ways to do things and ways not to do things.
As much as I put into that city, like, I just felt I deserved a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wasn't what you wanted?
No. No, not at all. And we were making the playoffs that year. For a fact.
For first year, the arena was open. Like, all we had to do.
We were making the playoffs.
We talked about this shit.
And I believe that's why they did the trade.
All
they,
we got to do
it would have been hard to do it.
If you made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So we was talking about all we got to do is get be the AC, fuck around, might win a game against Golden State, might not, but it's going to be crazy.
We were a half game out with an easy schedule at the end. I remember that.
Like, I'm a shit of them.
But then after that is when I asked I'm at the end of my career. I'm not trying to rebuild because obviously you trade a franchise player, you're trying to rebuild, and I'm old.
Yeah, you're trying to be sorry.
I'm trying to, you know what I mean? And then that so happens like a week later, KD hurts his knee. And I'd already been talking to Draymond and Clay, I think. And then, bam, Coach Kerr calls me like, hey, can you?
That's crazy,
remember,
man.
I was at KFC with the twins. They had just got done working out. I was chilling. You know what I mean? I was getting, just relaxing, just enjoying some time off. We had just got done working out, and we're at KFC, and I get a call from Coach Kerr. He's like, yeah, welcome to, unfortunately, KD went down. Flying to Chicago tomorrow. What the fuck? Uh-huh. And that's how this shit happened.
That's crazy how teams can make themselves sorry. You ever thought about that? You got all these fans coming to buy the team, and you want to blame everything on the players, but really it's the people higher-ups that's making y'all sorry.
Management.
The dumbest shit. People don't – It's just simple. You trade a good player, and now you sorry.
So you traded to New Orleans and playing with a good friend and arguably the 1-2 combination of best big men in the game, Anthony Davis, and you guys clicked and jailed and were scary as fuck.
Oh, man, we talk about it all the time.
What would have?
That 4 and 5 pick and roll y'all used to run. Dog. Either one of y'all can handle, any one of y'all can set a screen. That shit was dangerous.
Oh, my God. Man, we talk about it all the time, but you know what I'm saying? You just learn so much about this business. Like, the more you go through it, it's just like, how didn't I see this in the beginning? But
you got to go through it, though.
You just got to go through it. But back on in New Orleans, you know, we clicked. It was something special. I think we could have went on a run. Like, once we got everything around us correct,
good pieces,
it was no stopping us.
Tim Duncan and Dave Robson on steroids is what I call it.
Oh, man.
You just made that shit up right now. You wasn't saying it back then. You fucking liar. Go back.
Because I was working ESPN a lot around that time.
Someone find me the clip of fucking Jack is lying.
No.
Put it that way.
We can find it because I was working ESPN that
break
time.
Break bread or play dead.
Find out where the steroid line come from, AD, and find out did I say call him and AD Tim Duncan and David Robinson steroids on the jump.
Whoever finds that and we pick you, we might let you come
You work the jump. Go ahead and tell them to do a little homework up there. They ain't doing shit else.
I ain't doing shit. Anyway.
Word.
So you go from supposed to be getting a Supermax. You're coming up on a Supermax deal. Definitely well-deserved. If anyone deserves it, your numbers and what you've done put you in that category. You come to New Orleans. You jail. And then you, extra effort chasing the rebound down. You knew it as soon as you did it.
Yeah. Man, like I said, it just show you how this business goes, man. Like, but just the breakdown of everything you just said to this point, like, it just show you how it go. It ain't about what you've done or what you deserve. It's what can you do for me lately? And, you know, it's... Just that's what it is. I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah.
So
it's super fucked up, but like you say, it's super fucked up. But that's just how it is. But it's super fucked up.
It's a cold game. You know what I mean? So you go from possibly getting a Supermax, building an amazing team over there in New Orleans, to no one really wanted to take a chance on you until all of a sudden the one team that didn't really need you, as good as you fucking are, and as good as they were, take a chance on you. You became a Warrior.
Yeah, that was a dope experience, and just you were my team. You know how bad, like, you knew how important winning was for me. Mm-hmm. So just being able to see it happen and be a part of it, like, you don't see that often.
Mm-mm.
It's a lot of players that never get that opportunity.
Yep.
So it just opened my eyes, and like, I just view the game in a totally different way.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be able to. I mean, I was terrible in the finals. Like, one leg banded on the floor. But you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be a part of it.
Right.
Not only that, I wanted to, I mean, this is, in the finals, you play hurt.
Yeah. Right? We talked about it. Though,
you can go. Yeah.
Right.
You and me, you talked about this though. You
know, that's when you lay your body on.
Right. Like, right.
So I went out there and I gave it what I had. I mean, the results were
made a difference though.
You know, I helped this spot.
Made a difference.
There was times where you made completely gave you.
But I wasn't supposed to be on the floor.
So I say sometimes as athletes, we need to be protected from ourselves.
Oh, for sure.
Do you regret? Because I remember we had phone calls. Remember right when you were about to come back, and I was leaning towards more don't. Like right. I was telling you, like, bro, you got a good 8 to 10 years left in your career. But coming from your situation, I completely knew. Like, this motherfucker wants – he's misread because all he wants to do is win, and he's been in bad situations that don't win. So he's finally on a team that's going to win, but he's coming off a major injury. You know what I mean? So I'm talking to you, like, look at the big picture, but at the same time, you're looking at – I'm like a fucking playing with KD, Steph, Draymond, like, Clay.
On,
like,
bro.
I got a chance to win a championship. I got to go play.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, so it's
– I rehabbed a torn quad in 6 weeks, bro.
And came back and played.
And came back and played. I had no business on the floor. None whatsoever.
How did you talk? How did you, you know, because KD went down there, Clay went down on a
It just made me go harder.
How did you talk your way into being able to play? I mean, I know you don't really take no well, and you're kind of big. I don't know if you got hands, but you know what I mean. How did you talk your way into getting back on the court?
Timeout. You just had to throw that shot in there.
This nigga crazy.
Yo, yeah, what was that? Yo. Never change, bro. Never change. What was your question?
How did you get yourself back on the court knowing that deep down you did it because of the situation, but knowing you probably shouldn't have? How did you get yourself back on the court?
I just kept telling myself, like, this is what I've played for my entire career, to be on this stage, to have this opportunity. Like, whatever I got to do to be able to, you know, be a part of that, I'm going to do it. I don't even know how I did it, honestly, like, through the rehab. Mm-hmm. Like, I went in there, shit, the first week, I laid in an oxygen chamber. Hmm. First week for, like, 4 hours a day. Just laid there. Ears, like, brain feel like it's about to explode, bro, like. But it was supposed to promote healing and all this. So I did that the whole first week. After that, rehab every single day, maybe twice a day. So just to, you know, be a part of that moment. And, you know, I got the chance. Do I regret it? Hell no. Like, that's what I hoop for. Right. Like, that's the state. Win or loss, I was a part of that. Like,
yeah.
I'm okay with the results. Mm-hmm. Guess what? I got a little taste of it. I want it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good.
That goes to how we grow up. Like, we see so much shit growing up, people don't understand. So when we get to adult and we go through ups and downs, this shit ain't nothing, man. I'm a man now. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? This shit, I can handle this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to deal with certain shit. And I always got to say that, like, growing up has made us strong enough to deal with certain shit that we had no idea that we was going to deal with as a grown man.
If you told me I was gonna deal with this as a kid, I'm like, man, this good. I gotta do what? Like,
word.
You feel me? Like, I mean, if you sit around and sulk about it, how that's gonna help you?
Feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah, like, all you can do is go up. You at your lowest.
Keep it. Can't get no lower, right?
Right.
So you go from giving everything you had on one leg to you guys lost. You head into the summer, starting to feel good, and then you tear your ACL.
Crazy thing is, man.
I was just with you in Chicago, chilling.
Right. So I do all that. I fly home that day I went to the gym.
Oh, you had just
landed? I had just landed.
Cross country?
Damn near. And I'm like, I don't want to miss no days in the gym. Like, I'm getting into that mode.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't want to miss no day. So I go to the gym. I get there a little late. They towards the part where they're scrimmaging. I ain't had no business being out there. I just wanted to get my burn, like,
love for the
something.
Game.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
to make sure I had a productive day. Nah, I had no business out there. Mm. Last play,
last play
basket
too.
Of the game.
Weird, though. Did he hit you, run by you, make you freeze?
I don't want to throw my dog under the bus.
I mean, obviously he didn't mean to.
Yeah, it, obviously
he clipped
accident.
You. And
but
that
it was a slight bump, and it just shifted. But that's besides the point. I had no business out there. Mm-hmm. So you live and you learn.
Do you feel, with the progress you've made, that whenever you do decide or get back on the court, that you'll be able to be the person that was putting up 40 and 15 in their sleep?
Absolutely. Like, come on.
Like I said, you like, you feel the body feel, yeah, you know, because like, I know it's feeling older. Like, I would start feeling like, I'm like, damn, my knee is really.
Yeah.
So you're not older, but you're just coming back off serious injuries.
I mean, but you know my game. It was never.
That's what I told him before. It was never, you were never
was
out there
never
flying.
Never a high flyer.
No.
Yeah. It was skill and IQ.
A skilled bully.
Yeah. So nothing's going to change.
Debo with game.
Yeah, so. Nah, I'm not worried at all.
I know you back with AD.
Oh man. I was sick when I got hurt this summer. I'm like, okay, we about to get busy. And we got L too. Like, yeah. Oh, we about to get busy. Like,
injury after injury after injury. And then so you're not playing now, you're injured. And then the off the court life, which I can speak fully to. You know, my relationships have been public, drag messes. You get to a situation where a recording is released out there about a situation with you and the mother of your children. And now someone say that, yo, they said Boogie has a warrant for his arrest. I said, for what? I was like, what? Take me through that.
It's an unfortunate situation. So, you know, I had a special moment in my life. Mm-hmm. I want all my family to be there.
Right.
You know, a little piece of happiness going through, you know, whatever I'm going through. Things didn't work out the way I wanted it to for my day. You know, I was upset.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I said some things I shouldn't have said, but that person knew what it was coming from.
Right.
I mean, I've seen a lot of things, heard a lot of stuff. And don't get me wrong, I'm 100% against, you know, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 100%. I watched my mother go through that as a child. So when it comes to that, I'm the first advocate for that.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, you know, I said the wrong thing. Heat of the moment, we've all done.
When it comes to kids, like, people zero don't understand, tolerance. Like, you don't, people play.
My mama said, way worse. Zero tolerance. Right. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to your kids, it's just a...
Nothing you won't do.
It's a whole nother situation. Like, so I said, I'm pretty sure everybody with kids can speak on that. But it was still wrong, so...
What did you learn from it?
I'm gonna knock a motherfucker head off over mine. Fuck all that. I don't give a fuck how y'all, whoever feel about it. Fuck with mine, I'm knocking your head off. I ain't apologizing for shit. I don't give a fuck who he is. We're gonna leave that at that. Go ahead. I just want to say that. Y'all know who mine is, too. Knocking heads off over mine. I ain't got time. I ain't playing the radio over mine. Sorry. My bad.
You good?
All good, man. What's up?
I forgot what we were talking about. But that shit, I felt that shit.
Man, man. Fuck that.
Love the babies.
Goddamn right.
Your mom has played a big role in your life.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about how important moms is.
I mean, I've been through thick and thin with that lady. Like, jeez. Without her, there's no telling where I'd be, honestly. Like, she... I don't know how she did it. A mother of six. You know what I'm saying? All the same house.
I remember her saying you was a badass little
house
kid, too.
House full of big motherfuckers, too. Your brother
me
big,
and my brother,
too.
Yeah.
Shit. Y'all big motherfuckers. Really? Bro, I know she was struggling feeding and y'all.
They said he was a bad little snotty-nosed-ass little boy.
Nah, man. Nah.
That wasn't you?
Nah, that wasn't me. I've been playing a long time, kid.
So how, I mean, she was the rock.
Oh, for sure. The foundation of our family. And, you know, I've watched her. Her work schedule just was insane. Like, you know, thug it out during the day with us. Night shift, she working, you know, doubles.
Mm-hmm. Hardly ever see her.
Yeah. So I'm off at school. She home, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching the kids, or my brother watching the kids. You know what I'm saying? We figured it out. You know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
But just her work ethic. Like, that's all I... If it's one thing that I can always remember about my mom is that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she grinded like
sacrifice and grind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, me growing up, I'm like, how can I not?
Right. How can I not go hard?
And not saying I knew I was going to the NBA, because I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I know I'm a keep some paper in my pocket somewhere or another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I guess that kind of carries over to, you know, the same thing with ball for me. Like, this is a nonstop grind.
Mm-hmm.
People just see... You know, the fame, the glamour, the money, the cars, the grind, you know, grind. They don't see that grind behind the scene. It's a lot of talented ball players out here, but it ain't many lasting 10, 15 in the league.
Nah, it ain't.
It may not be because of talent. It may not be because they're not fast enough. They can't handle the grind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a commitment.
Everybody
like,
ain't built for it.
On and off the court.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The mental.
It's a lot. We all know a bunch of times, like, how this dude not in the league?
Mm-hmm.
That grind like no other.
Yeah.
And they don't teach you how to prepare for
and
it
you
neither.
Can't, it's either in you or it ain't.
Yeah, goddamn right.
It can't be taught to you.
Ain't no blueprint.
Nah.
See right about that.
Take me back to Kentucky. You guys have some amazing teams there. Coach Cal, guys you played with that went on and played in the league. And talk to me what that experience was like there.
Man, that was one of the... That's probably one of my favorite part of my entire basketball career.
That's dope.
Like I had, that's one time where I just could be myself, you know, just let my hair down, like just have fun playing basketball, be a kid, like all of that combined to one was that experience. So by far the best moment,
mm-hmm.
by far.
What'd you learn from Coach Cal?
You growing up quick. He ain't here to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how I go. It's a
next man.
That's a machine.
Mm-hmm. It's a league producer.
Make your like, man and get
your
Senor.
You got a year to become a man. Not even a year.
Yeah.
Five along the college season.
You
got a year.
Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah.
Or fall in the
somebody coming behind
fall in
you.
The crack somewhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So and I feel like that's that play a part in, like, you know, the hustler mentality. Like,
who was there with you?
Jay Wall, E. Bled, Patrick Patterson, Darius Miller, DeAndre Liggins, Daniel Orton, Josh Harrelson.
Mm.
What is it about Kentucky that it's like a fine oil machine? You plug and play, you do what you do, and you go to the league. What is it about the school? Is it Cal? Is it
Well, obviously, it's the talent. I mean, school is just, you know, the name on the front, but, it's the talent. The talent is the influence. Cal is the influence. Mm-hmm. You see what I can do with each kid. You trust in me, I'm going to get you to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to win games and kick ass at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So it's the influence. Kentucky just came out with like a list of like the most influential players the past decade. AD, John, myself, list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... crazy to see, like,
how many
this is in 10 years, and it's like, I'm like, damn, I forgot he even went here. Like,
mm-hmm.
So it was dope to see. It was dope.
It's a factory. I think you're one of the most misunderstood people. I think we touched on it earlier, and I think that's why you and I got along, because it's our passion and competitiveness to win, Jack, same way. And then our emotion get the best of us. So we out here cussing out refs or almost getting in fights, and people look at you as a thug or a bad personality or someone you can't win with. Explain your passion for the game to people that don't know, that just think you're they thought I was just an asshole.
Well, I start off from the beginning. Like, I was always I've always had older, like, homies or older. I was always around older guys, the OGs, whatever the case may be. So when it came to hoop, I was bigger as a kid. I was a baby, but I was bigger. Oh, you got to go play with them. I'm playing with the teenagers, grown men.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to do a little extra. You know what I'm saying? You develop a different type of...
Mm-hmm.
You get better.
You get better, but you got to come with a different type of aggression. Yeah. You ain't just out there being cool.
Right.
So that's how I started playing ball. That's why I play with the aggression that I do play with.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I love to win. I hate to lose more than I love to win.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel like, in a way, you affecting me winning this game, you in my way, bro, and I ain't feeling you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just my approach when it comes to the game. It may be the ref. It may be another player. You know what I'm saying? But you in my way right now. Or you affecting the outcome that I want of this game. Mm-hmm. So you may not get a good reaction.
I know. I've been there. Matt was your teammate. What was it like being teammates with this character? I was a teammate with him in Golden State, you know.
Asshole.
We ain't do shit but get high and have a good time, party, win games. We won games, though.
A lot of games.
We made history together like a motherfucker. But what was he like as a teammate, besides the asshole?
Man, he was so chill. Like,
stop lying.
I'm really not lying. The chillest dude ever.
Yeah.
You know, the same slick comment. I probably got one of those like once a day.
Probably two or three times.
Not even a good morning is, what's up, fat ass? What's up, whatever. What's up, you bald head motherfucker?
That's probably my favorite. By the way, your shit's looking good these days.
You feel me? I'm on the way back.
Nick the Barber's taking care of you. Yeah, shout out the Razor Blade Champ. Yes,
Razor Blade Champ, shout out my boy, man.
Making miracles happen over here, boy.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm bouncing back.
Now you look good though, baby.
Hey, so who you love playing against? Like, who is somebody you love going up against? We all got guys that take us there in our career.
Man.
Who was that guy for you?
It was always AD.
Mm. AD took you there?
Oh yeah. I knew I had to come out and bump, man. Yeah. I knew he felt the same way. That's by far my favorite. Like, after that I wasn't really.
What's the biggest game y'all had against each other? Do you remember? Numbers wise?
I almost had like a 40-point trip dub on. He don't want to admit it, though. You
talking shit, too?
Man, he know what it is.
Talking big shit.
You know who I used to like to see play against? Because y'all two of my favorite big men?
Z-Bo.
Oh, man, I used to love bumping with Z-Bo.
Hey, I love seeing y'all play, though.
When I play Z-Bo, I know that night they going to let us play.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get like some old school 90s,
yes,
early
2000s.
I'm like, okay, I get the bump.
Y'all play,
oh, man. I love it. Shout out.
Was a dog.
Shout out
to Z-Bo. He said the one shit, he said, in my hood, bullies get bullied.
He killed me.
Y'all splitting images, though. Y'all the same, y'all the same dude.
I love Z-Bo, man. Yeah. That's the OG.
One of the most underrated players ever.
No,
20 and 10.
How can he not get love?
Walking 20 and 10. We got to get him on show. He just moved to my neighborhood. Z-Bo, we coming for you, baby.
You want to come on the big three? I got a captain spot, Z-Bo.
Z-Bo don't give a fuck about no big three.
He might not, but you know, hey. I love the hoop. He might love the hoop like I do.
Z-Bo will go out there and win MVP.
What you mean?
Half court.
I need that MVP on my team.
That's perfect. Z-Bo might play for another 10 years off of that.
Man, playing until he's 50.
You got Al Jefferson and guys like that out there. No diss to Al Jefferson.
Z-Bo can play. Motherfuckers to
Z-Bo can play.
Jumpers.
It is.
Z-Bo, one of Z-Bo, like last year, this dude gave me like 35. Easy.
Cold.
I'm like, man, this is crazy. He's still doing it. Yeah, that was when he was in sack. Gave me a mean 30. That's the same game, matter of fact, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I want to say it was. Yeah, he was getting busy out there that night. Gave him a nice little 40, though.
Can't jump over a piece of paper, but get buckets.
Facts.
Let's transition a little bit away from sports and talk to me about the Stephon Clark stuff that you know, I think you and I both did a lot for, but it's not something we really spoke on. But the social justice component in you, and you, in the giving back in you, and what you always try to do with every community you touched.
Bro, I've watched this cycle just over and over and over. People in my neighborhood, people in, I got little homies that I was watching grow up in SAC in jail now, like. It's just a non-ending cycle. And it's like, nobody really has the answer. But what can I do to help?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna bring some joy to your life. If you're looking for advice, I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna drop some knowledge on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's an opportunity, if you need inspiration, whatever the case may be, like, what is it that's gonna help it? Like, and I'm just tired of seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of seeing it. And I mean, I done watched talented dudes just, I had a teammate. Shout out KT. Like, 6'9", could guard every position on the floor. He locked up now. He had a horrible life, orphan, you know, grew up tough, like group home. So he had it bad. But, you know, he had ball. Mm-hmm. Was it a reality for him that, you know, maybe I can make it to the NBA? Probably not. Growing up where we find it, that type of stuff don't happen. Mm-hmm. You don't see those happening every day. Mm-mm. So I can totally understand where, and it was the same thing for me. It's like, it just can't be a reality. Like me going to the NBA, no matter how many people was telling me, like, mm-hmm. I don't know nobody in the NBA. Like, that ain't happening. So it's not a reality. And what their reality is, banging,
selling drugs,
robbing, you know, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. That is their reality.
That's all we really know.
So it's like, what? One of my good friends back home, he tell me, shout out Lil E, tell me all the time, it's like, bro, what you doing? Like, ain't nobody never seen this. You've been to my block parties, and mm-hmm. like, people never seen that. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing free performances, free food, free music, giveaways. It's a combination of stuff, and it's like just mind-blowing to these people. They've never seen it. And it's like the great, I can't wait till the next one. Like,
they got something to look forward to.
They putting on their flies, clothes. Like, this an event. Like, this is, the you know, shit. And it's just a day in the park. But they've never seen it before. It's not a reality for them. Mm-hmm. So how can I help? And that's really how I go about it.
I wish people could understand, because like I said, I mean, that's why I think really you and I get along so well, is because we're so same as far as the stuff we do off the court, the reputation we had on the court, but then the people we really are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I said, I think, and like I said, Jack, the same way. I mean, we wear a heart on our sleeve, but we love people. We love peace. We love happiness.
Absolutely.
We'll fight a motherfucker in a heartbeat. Right. But at the end of the day, it's
don't
really
tolerate
about
no disrespect. Right. Nobody.
At the end of the day, it's about we made it through circumstances we shouldn't have made it through. So now it's only right for us to give back and mm-hmm. give people hope and let people see that, hey, shit, same thing you did, I did. Right. You know, strive for it.
Absolutely. I grew up the same way you did. Like, I just chose and got lucky enough to go the right path. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I tell people there's nothing.
We don't give a fuck, though.
Huh?
We don't give a fuck about nothing, though.
No.
At the same time.
Can't let it. No. Can't be. Keep it moving.
We already said in one of our early shows, if anybody got some fucks to give, you need to loan us some, because we are all out of them.
I'm in the negatives.
You. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I'm in the negatives. Yeah. I tell people that there's nothing in, there's no experience like being a Los Angeles Laker. Tell me what that's like.
Bro.
Nothing. You can't understand it unless you're in it.
Man, I'm just a guy in a suit. And I'm getting love, like, this shit crazy.
Just to have your name in the Lakers locker room.
Bro, like, it's crazy, hey,
like,
bro,
even like, me, I played, you know, I've been in the league.
This, just, you know, it's America's team. Like,
yeah, dog.
It's America's basketball team. So it's just, I'm getting love from everywhere. Like, all people in, all over, I don't even,
the
like,
world.
Just everywhere, it's bro. Like
the Lakers.
Places I've never even been. Mm-hmm. So it's dope.
What was it?
It's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. Like playing, we were talking off camera, like you say you're out there, or you're, you know, right now you're watching, but I'm saying you look around and it's just movie stars, rappers, other athletes. It's incredible.
A-list. It's entertainment, watching entertainment. Being entertained
at like, the highest level. At the highest level.
Like, I've never seen anything like, I mean, Kim and Kanye was 2 feet from my bench last night. I was just like, this is crazy.
Crazy.
Like, crazy. And only LA, bro. That's all I can say. Only LA.
LA.
Only LA.
I mean, I got a chance to play. Like I said, I had my back and forth, but I got a chance to play with Kobe, and the things and the places we went and the recognition we got, we both also got the Golden State experience. And to me, that's probably a 1B, because them dudes were rock stars in themselves. But just being a Laker,
yeah, it's
a whole nother level.
Like,
how do you, I guess, stay in tune, stay focused, be a supportive teammate? How do you how do you get your fulfillment in the game right now that you're not playing?
Honestly, I'm enjoying watching these guys enjoy. We got so many stories on our team. It's like
the way y'all team came together.
Yeah,
the pieces.
Like, I mean, Dwight, like They done drug this dude through the mud, like, just to see him having the year he's having, you know, having his whole redemption, having fun, enjoying basketball.
Shooting threes.
Shooting threes. He jumping like he 25. And that's my partner. Like, I fuck with Dwight. Like, that is my homie, bro. Like, so, and could I have said that before? Because, you know, well, one, you know how I am about every big. Like, I feel a certain type of way.
Yeah. They can't fuck with me.
Yeah. Fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was that. And, you know, you just hear stuff about people. And the worst thing we do is judge. Like, we judge before we ever meet. You know what I'm saying? And I got to meet, that's my partner.
Coolest shit.
I love that dude, bro.
I fuck with Dwight.
Like, coolest dude ever. So, like, we just got so many stories. And, I mean, it's just been fun to watch.
Hey, Caldwell Pope, you know, he in history, right?
What you mean?
You didn't know he was in history? In history books?
For what?
This boy hooped in the NBA game with the ankle monitor on.
Facts.
Nobody lied to Caldwell, bro. He's a G for life.
He did do
that. Shout out Caldwell Pope.
Shout out Caldwell Pope.
And that's another one of my partners.
Playing with the monitor on.
Man, you sick for that one.
Next level.
KC, that's my dog. Yeah.
It seems like the chemistry over there is second to none. Like, you guys are genuinely happy. When I see you smiling and laughing.
Bro, it is like I've never been a part of a team like this. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just take away the winning, you know, just the vibe of the team, like, if we move, it's
the gang.
1 through 15.
That's how we was.
The gang.
We going to one dude going to the movies. We all going gang. To the movies.
Gonna win
bro.
That way. Gang. Cause that shit translates to the court.
But this the thing about it, and I've heard that, but it's not forced.
No, not at all. No, it's organic.
I want to go. You go. Oh, so I'm coming too.
Yeah,
bro.
It's organic.
And it's just. I've never seen it. If we go to dinner, it's 1 through 15.
Mm-hmm. Who's paying?
The Lakers.
The company card. They not tripping. Tell us what it's like playing with LeBron. I mean, and just being around. Or not
the
playing, but just being around him.
Man,
and
I grew up.
Watching.
I mean, obviously, I grew up a LeBron fan. Like, I grew up watching, bro. I went to his camps. Like, so I was always.
You hear that? That's crazy to think.
That is crazy.
Crazy to think.
So I grew up a fan of him in general, but to get to know him off the court, like, he a real dude.
Yes, sir.
Like, I did not expect that. I mean, I've always seen, like, I guess you could say the corporate LeBron. You know what I'm saying? And not to say he real or fake, but he's...
You're a real nigga. We could say you might not because you're still playing.
Facts. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I rocks with dude,
right.
A real dude. And
I always say he's the most down to earth face of the league we've ever had.
But I told him the other day, I'm like, bro, he probably gonna get pissed and be saying, bro, you need to run for president.
No bullshit, huh?
Bro, if it's anybody.
I don't know, I believe it.
He's done everything right, bro.
If it's any NBA player
ever,
LeBron James.
I vote for him.
No question.
I'm definitely. And he going to do it the right way.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, that's just me talking in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He probably feels totally different, but I think he could do it. He has that type of impact, influence, and just being a genuine person. I think that's going to take you
doing shit the right way, too.
Yep. Like, he understands it. He came from it. He grew up the same way. Like, you know, you can't beat that.
Mm-hmm.
Jack always likes to say...
Is the begging segment? What you about
to
say?
No, not at all. That Frank Vogel is the coach, but Jason Kidd is the coach.
Oh, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Man, you ain't got to say it. You're doing a great job as J.J. Kidd.
So still think it's his, you think it's J. Kidd's team, or you think it's, who's the head coach?
J. Kidd, that's the only person I see over there.
You don't see no other coach?
Lionel Hollins? Oh, Vogel. Yeah.
Why you do Vogel like that?
I'm just saying,
we
dog.
We cutting this shit. In front of DeMarcus?
I'm not.
We are cutting this shit.
I'm saying
in front of DeMarcus?
Y'all though? Niggas trying to get me weighed.
I like J. Kidd. I like J. Kidd. That's all I'm saying.
What has it been like watching, because I've been on both sides of it, the battle with the Clippers? I mean, it's a Laker town. You guys got star-studded roster, but they got a good-ass team over there. What's it been like having to watch that and not putting your imprint on it.
That's like being locked
inside. I want smoke.
That's like being locked inside a restaurant and your homeboys outside having a gang fight, y'all fighting in the parking lot, and you locked in the restaurant, and you can't get out and fight with them. That's what it got to feel like. You want to get out there and help your team fight. You don't want to just, damn, they got me locked in here. Smoke. I can't. All I know it. You want smoke. All of it.
I want all that shit.
Yeah, all the smoke.
Trez out there growling on motherfuckers and dunking and.
Shout out to Trez. I like Trez.
What you mean? Trez a dog. How can you not like him?
Yeah, he a dog for sure. Ain't enough, though.
You ready to scratch, though? We know you ready to scratch.
It ain't enough, though.
We know you ready to scratch. That's what I go without saying.
I love Trez, but it ain't enough.
What's it been like? We've been getting little clips of you here and there, working out on the court with Phil Handy. What's it like working with Phil?
Feel nice.
Feel, man, he's sick with it, bro. Like,
sick mind with the hoop game.
Yeah. Just the knowledge. Everything is there. And on top of that, this is the biggest thing when it comes to trainers. If you can't demonstrate it, you can't teach
it. He'll give you buckets.
Right.
Right now.
Because I want you to... oh, you want me to do it like that? Exactly
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
You ain't... Train, you know, you've mm-hmm. seen the trainers. Right. They can't do that.
Yeah, yeah, he get down.
So it's like, all right, I know he know what he's talking about. And, I mean, just his track record alone, like, every player he's worked with and how that game has grown, like, he don't need me to speak for it. His track work speaks for itself.
Why can't we get Phil Handy in the Celebrity All-Star game, dog? He would cook.
Phil ain't trying to go out there.
But wouldn't he cook, though?
Man, Phil ain't trying to go out there and hoop, man.
He'll cook, though.
Ooh, he'll definitely cook.
He'll cook.
Gas him up. Yeah. We might have to get him out there.
Nah, Phil
I
cook.
Don't even want Phil to go out there and hoop.
You gonna hurt himself?
You gonna fuck up my workout.
Oh, my bad.
We ain't promoting them type of ideas. Okay, don't worry about that, Phil.
He can work you out earlier, then go get that hoop in.
I'm talking about if this dude hurt himself.
Oh, yeah.
How I'm gonna get my work in?
Phil got it. Phil can pick a hoop, dog.
Phil... Just be cool, bro. Be cool. We got things to work on, man.
The evolution of the game has changed to where throwing the ball down on the block doesn't really exist no more. You're one of the few players that really is dominant on the low post but can stretch it out. Tell me where that came. That's how you developed that in your game.
Well, I can always shoot. I can always handle, like... But, you know, I came in a different era of the NBA where it's like if you a post player, you in the post.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of your other abilities, they didn't believe in center shooting threes or anything like that. So I came in that era. So, and it's quite ironic how I'm going to say how I got the confidence to do it in game. George Karl, one of the
great basketball mind.
One of the worst coaches I've ever had, though.
But he has a good butt. That's crazy how those went hand in hand. So was it more on a fuck you, I'm just going to shoot it?
Nah, he wanted me. Okay. He came in telling me he wanted me to, you know, shoot three.
That was classic, though. He got a good basketball mind. But
incredible mind. He's just the worst coach. This is everything that comes with
The package.
Yeah, like, I credit George. You know, I'll shoot a couple threes here and there, but he really, like, I need you to go out there and
do it all.
I need you to shoot 3-4 a game. Mm. I'm just like.
I've been watching the Lakers play a lot, though.
Yeah.
Y'all kind of go back to that little style a lot because Bron be posting up a lot. Y'all throw the ball down at the AD. Mm-hmm. Dwight get his touches.
We got a big team.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But y'all team being so big, y'all going back to the old style a little bit. And I know towards the playoffs, that's going to be y'all money shit. You, Bron, AD, y'all could drop it down there and everybody get out the way. That is playoff basketball at its finest, bro.
It's going to be some bump for sure.
What have you learned watching this team in particular as far as where you think you'll fit in and how you can impact the game?
Man, we got so many guys with different abilities. Bron, I can spot up. Bron gonna draw everybody mm-hmm. whenever he decides to move.
In the arena.
I'm pretty confident I can knock down the shot. We got shooters all over the floor. I mean, I can play mate. Like, it's like pick your poison.
It's gonna be ugly.
Man. I got one of the best playmakers too, besides Bron.
That's what we got a go-to scorer. Hey, like he can score anywhere on the floor. I mean, pick your whatever you want to do that night.
I can picture You and Bron and AD in the pick and roll, AD popping and you ducking in.
It's over.
Pick your poison, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't.
And you can't do the switch basketball. Like.
Not against. That's the one thing you can't, because, I mean, it's almost a switch. It's a 1-4, 1-5 switching game sometimes, but they can't with him. They can't with AD. Mm-hmm. They can't with Dwight. They can't with Bron. Mm-mm. It's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be real interesting to see how that chemistry comes together once you get back out there.
Hey, tell me somebody you want to dunk on that you ain't dunked on yet.
Man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I ain't really that big on dunking. I ain't really...
But you ain't just the highest jumper, but you dunk on
I'm dunking on motherfuckers.
Yeah, you dunk on motherfuckers.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You talked to Kuz about dunking on him last year?
I said something today. Did you? That is my little bro, though. Like,
that's the homie.
Juntao.
Marshall. Yeah. That's my partner. I'm trying to drop as much knowledge as I can on him. He's so talented, man.
Yeah. Like,
his talent is through the roof. He just got to learn the game.
Yeah.
And he's like a sponge. That's what's dope about him. He's a student. He's willing to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to keep feeding.
There's very few youngsters like that too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
To
listen.
Yeah. We talk often. You know what I mean? Because I think people don't understand is.
Matter of fact, he told me to tell you what's up.
That's the little homie. Yeah. No, we talk. Like, I just like Boogie said. Like I see that he went from possibly the second option last year, playing more minutes, getting more touches, to being third string behind AD and Bron, but then not even starting the season off. So to me, you got to find your rhythm. Kuz is, you know,
he's definitely finding his rhythm.
My touches are down, my minutes are down, but I was just telling him, you know, affect the game in other ways. Run the lane, go offensive rebound, be a dog on defense. Cut.
That's where your buck's going to come off the ball.
And then by the time you get that kind of feeling, then when they come to you, you're in rhythm. So you don't feel like you have to force shit. But he's so talented.
So talented. Man.
And like I said, I love to hear that he's a sponge, like when he's in that team environment, because he's really going to be a key piece for them to do what they have to do.
Yeah, sure.
Who's your favorite artist right now? Who you fucking with on the music tip?
Man. I'm going to have to go with the Alabama rap scene, bro.
School us, please.
Whoa.
School us.
Fix your face.
School us.
Yeah. No cap. No cap going crazy.
No cap. Number right down the line. I know what time it is. Rallo Rodriguez.
OMB Peasy, that's the little bro. I mean, Young Blue, you like to sing, man. I'm pretty sure you've been singing. So we got some talented cats.
Luther Vandross.
Blue, yeah, that's him. Yeah.
You know,
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I'm lost. I'm lost.
I'm dying in the scythe, man. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm hip to all these cats.
Yeah, we got some real talented guys coming out. So I'm heavy on that right
that's
now.
That's dope. Yeah. Top five artists.
All time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, don't do this. Is it my personal?
Yeah, you.
My personal.
How you feel?
My personal only top five.
Let me cut you off.
You ain't got to do them.
I'm not naming the top five greatest. Naming my personal top five.
Okay.
All right, bet.
I might want you to name the greatest, too, depending on this list.
Top five artists ever. Your top five artists ever.
All right, let me do my list first.
Yes,
I'm going to do my list first.
Okay.
My top five. Pac, Nip, Gates, Ross, Drake.
I'm not even mad at that.
I listen to all the motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's my go-tos.
Yeah.
Pac, Nip,
Gates. Kevin Ross, Gates, Kevin, Ross, Drake.
Drake.
Yeah, that's my.
All killers.
Now, top five all time. Pac. Jay. That's where it started getting tricky.
That's a lot of motherfuckers right there.
I'm going to throw one out there, and I don't give a damn how nobody feel. Drake.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong
with it. Can't argue with that.
I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. All time.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Although he likes to hug you a lot.
Man, that's my partner, bro. That's my partner.
That's little bro?
That's big bro.
Big little bro.
That's big little bro. But I've been knowing dude for years.
Uh-huh.
I met him when he came on the scene, Kentucky. Like, we've been rocking ever since. That's been bro.
To me, if you don't like Drake, you're just a hater.
Right.
Basically.
He don't bother nobody, bro.
The nigga's so talented, man.
Yeah. Like.
But anyway, back to your list.
All right.
They don't like him because the bitches love him.
Most likely.
My bad. I just want to throw that out, y'all. Bitches love that.
Pac, Jay.
Drake. Two spots left.
Pac, Hov, Drake.
Let's figure this out. I want to throw a guy in the South in so bad.
Throw him in there.
I did.
Andre 3000.
I did when I did mine.
That's what I want to say.
I did mine. I threw somebody from the South.
Yeah, three
mad,
stacks.
I ain't mad at three stacks.
Three stacks.
No question.
And my fifth.
Last spot. You know, this is the shit that's going to go viral all over the internet. So
I know, bro.
It's important.
I had Bun B in my top five. That's how that was.
Kanye.
Kanye?
Ooh.
Jack likes Kanye.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I don't rock with Kanye.
Yeah, I don't.
But the music.
He's the earlier Kanye, Heartless and all that. Man. I still listen to all that.
That early Kanye. New Kanye.
I mean, it's different.
I ain't
to each his own, though.
He's on his journey.
Yeah.
Be blessed, my brother.
Be blessed, my brother.
I ain't mad at the gospel either.
Shaquille, what's his name? Shaquille Sunflower? Stay on your journey, Shaquille Sunflower, with Brother Rock, like Martin was on that show.
Oh, Shaquille. Man, I forgot, man.
Who?
Shaquille Sunflower.
Future Hendrix.
Future? You fuck with Future Heavy?
I'm part of the Future Hive, bro.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You not?
Absolutely.
I fuck with Future.
Yeah, Future's too.
Did Meek ever send you that baby mama dream chassis that you asked for?
I haven't talked to Meek.
We got to find him.
We going to get Meek on the show.
Got to find him.
Meek fuck with Viola.
What you listen to pregame?
A lot of cap, no cap. I like Rowdy. Rowdy.
You go hard. I didn't even know he was from LA till he got
put. Yeah, Rowdy's
go hard.
Yeah. That's a lot of young, like talented look.
I listen
like,
to all of them.
Yeah. I'm
You listen to NBA?
Do I? I grew up on Boosie and Webby. So this the this like the new generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like absolutely. That's the new young savage.
What about a boy? Big boy. The new he's saying he got a song with Kevin Gates called I can't think of his name. He hot right now, dog. He sing. It's a big chubby dude.
Oh, Roddy Rod Wave?
Rod Wave.
Man.
He like Rod Wave.
That's the preacher for the streets right now.
He hard.
Man, crazy thing.
Rod Wave. Shout out Rod Wave.
I got a story about Rod Wave.
Oh, he hard, dog.
I got a story about Rod Wave.
I'm in tune, man. I'm in tune to the streets.
Bro, even
I'm on the block.
You know, hit his little wave. I found him on something. You know, I don't even remember the name of the page, but I follow like up and coming artists, and I seen a clip of Rod Wave. So I go to this page, dude got like 900 followers. Like, I shoot dude his music. I'm like, bro, this shit fire. You know, he show love, and next thing I know, this dude everywhere.
I'm gonna die in these Cuban links.
Yeah, so you know, obviously, I start feeling myself. I'm like, I got a music. I got an ear for this.
Boy got an ear. He nice.
Mama say it's my fault. It's my fault. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
I'm hard, dog.
Yeah,
he's hard.
I need to get on here. Who is DeMarcus Cousins?
It's me. I'm right here. This is everyday DeMarcus. I'm like this.
Chill.
I'm out the way.
Cool.
You've been around. Both of y'all been around.
But they haven't. That's who this is for. These.
I mean, you can't satisfy everybody.
He a big dude, but really to me, 6'1". That's how he move. He move like he's 6'1", 6'2", but he's just a big dude. But he move like a 6'2" character.
Some truth to that.
Facts.
But I mean, I'm the most laid back dude ever, bro. I'm out the way. I ain't looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I demand respect because I'm gonna give it. You know what I'm saying? So you reach all that.
Love it or leave it.
Yeah. Like I've learned in this life, like you can't satisfy everybody. They gonna find something they don't like about
you. Regardless.
They don't like how, like I don't like you how that
my
like,
hair
that curl.
The way this shit
sits. Yeah,
sit.
I hate that shit.
I don't like because I'm jealous.
Same here.
Yeah, okay,
it's coming from
a
place similar.
Yeah, that's hate.
Good love to hate it.
But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they gonna find something they don't like.
Regardless.
Regardless, I mean, look how much LeBron has done for people.
Still find a way.
They'll throw a whole rally for how many people hate him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That just means you're doing something right
there. Right. So
that's all it means.
I mean, it is what it is.
What's one thing? 29. How old are you? 29.
29.
29-year-old Marcus.
Damn,
DeMarcus,
you ain't hit 30 yet. Lord have mercy.
But what you've learned over this journey and you're still not done, would you tell the rookie you?
29. I wish I could go back 29.
Man.
You know how many drugs I did by the time I turned 29?
This dude's crazy.
I'm just thinking when I was 29.
We can see it in your face.
Oh, I feel it in my face.
You can see it in your face.
I feel it in my face. I know.
I could tell myself, man, just strap up for a ride. Cause I mean, I'm the type of person, I learn through experience. That's how it's always been. Like, it's the same thing with when it comes to the game of ball. Like, you don't learn from wins, you learn from losses. Same thing in life. Like, mm-hmm. If I was always winning, I ain't gonna learn shit.
Mm-hmm.
I learned through my losses. I'm okay with L's.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't, you know what I'm saying, life taking, I'm okay with L's.
Experience.
Because I'm gonna learn something from it. And I guarantee you it's gonna be different the next time around.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not a loss, it's a lesson.
Yeah, so I'm okay with L's. So, I mean, I can't really say, obviously, if I could avoid some situations from back in the day, I would, but I mean, I feel like it happened for a reason. So
we can't ever avoid what we go through. It's what we do after all that
Absolutely.
Shit. You know what I mean?
What would it mean to win an NBA championship for you? With you out there on the court being healthy and being a part of it?
That's what I hoop for. I hoop for rings. I mean, who didn't want to come in the league and win a ring?
You're going to cry, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, just walk with me 1 second.
Yeah.
In 03. After you probably, you know, we both got our own ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
I go through overseas, get cut by 16, 17 NBA teams, and I finally get to a point 3 years in my career where I'm in the NBA, couldn't go to college or nothing, and I'm saying I'm a champion. And I look up there at my mama and I see her crying, nigga, that'll bring tears down.
Oh, absolutely. Fuck, I'm gonna break down.
Fuck you, man. You gonna
snap,
nigga. But I had all that on TV. It came out. But just to be at that moment, knowing how,
I can't imagine, you know, how much snot could come out.
I don't give a fuck how much snot came out. Give me a beach towel, blow my nose. Give me a beach towel. I blow my shit with a beach towel. But that shit came out that day, nigga. Fuck you, man.
Dude, Matt, crazy.
Asshole.
Bro.
Oh, yeah. No,
I've been hearing this shit for years. This motherfucker,
hey,
man,
that's a wrap. DeMarcus Cousins, man, we appreciate your time,
Absolutely.
Bro. Good
brother,
luck.
Pleasure, brother.
Get healthy.
Sir.
As soon as you retire, come back and give us the uncut shit you were scared to say this time. But we appreciate you, baby.
Stay tuned.
All the smoke.
Oh, no. No. I refuse to end this show without my begging segment.
This is now Jax. He's with Puma now and Jay and all them. Begging segment.
Does the mic work?
What you want to ask for DeMarcus?
Can you hear me? So,
it's
I just so happened to see one of your homeboys with a nice, he even told me, the motherfucker's waterproof, some shit, Puma sweatsuit.
The all black one.
Yes, shit all black. Shit looked limited edition. So I ain't gonna ask for that one. I ain't gonna ask for that one. But can we get a couple boxes of shoes and sweatsuits or something, man?
No problem.
That's all I want.
I want to get on that begging segment.
No, no. When I beg, I'm saving you from begging. I'm begging for both of us.
Okay.
Bet.
So all the people that come in, I'm begging for both of us. No,
hey,
so
Ash, you see what time it is.
There we
send
go.
My guy some packages.
It ain't got to be that fly shit he got on, but nah, something like it.
Give him the good
I
shit.
Like the fly shit, though.
That shit he I'm got.
Give him the good stuff.
Yeah. Puma that shit he got
if
on.
If you want that Puma from 92, you can have that. I'll take the new fly
man,
shit.
Man, listen, I know how to make everything look good. I still just like a dope boy from 93 every day.
Heard
it is. Yeah, I ain't never changed. No skinny jeans. No skinny jeans, none of that shit. I'm a gangster. I'm sacking my pocket, weed in my pocket, money in one pocket. 93, baby. You won't see me with this tight shit on.
See Alice in another one?
See Alice in another pocket. 2-3 of them, just in case. Just in case I get lucky. Fuck you, V. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, that's a wrap. All the smoke. DeMarcus, I appreciate you, Jack.
Lil bro.
My guy.
Once again,
good
we did
show.
It.
Streaming Showtime Basketball YouTube channel or all platforms to stream podcasts.
All of them.
No one took a chance on DeMarcus Cousins. Do you let the team that doesn't need him to win a championship get him?
It can't be that the Warriors picked him up.
Bet you weren't expecting this one, huh?
Oh my God, they're going to start 5 All-Stars. You had a big backlash even among other NBA players being like, come on, man, you can't do this.
No, I had haters before. I just got more now. Do I care? No.
I knew that he was gonna be something special.
To go with that size and strength, that's a pretty lethal combination.
He's now up to 15 technical fouls.
Your emotions take control, and we all fall victim to that as basketball players.
The persona of DeMarcus is that he's a problem. He's a head case.
But once you get to know DeMarcus, you know that's not the case.
I feel like you're on top of the world, playing basketball on the biggest stage.
Oh, and he just got hurt. Cousins' night is over.
In that moment, I was just hoping I was waking up from a dream.
This injury's no joke. It can kill careers.
Once you're painted as a bad guy in the NBA, that's what you are.
DeMarcus, people don't realize it. He's very sensitive.
You want to be great at anything, it starts with a commitment.
My satisfaction comes from, you know, is helping as many people as I can.
This is the DeMarcus that the media never see.
I got so caught up in this rehab process. Just the uncertainty wrecks my nerves.
Day 36.
You have a choice. Are you gonna feel sorry for yourself? Or are you gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna fight.
I ain't do everything the right way. I know what type of player I wanna be, and I determine my worth. I won't let an injury do that.
He has a chance to write his own story now. What do you want the story to be?
You gotta go through a storm to find some sunshine.